This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Down at a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Martin will be here at 11. And then at about 11:15, 11:20, we'll check in with the great Vahe Gregorian from Kansas City. But right now, let's head to Anaheim and chat with the voice of the blues, Chris Kerber. Chris, we appreciate you waking up early with us. Thank you. How are you today?
Frank, I'm doing good today. How are you doing?
Real good. So the Ducks come in 30th in scoring, averaging 2.3 a game. This is a game where you just can't lose back-to-back games to the Kings and Ducks, can you?
You shouldn't. Shouldn't have lost that last one. And it would be, I think, pretty disheartening to lose both of these going into this break. You had a chance with a lot of teams idle to pull to within 3 points of a playoff spot, and tonight's game should have, and especially with a two-goal lead in that game, and tonight's game should have been a game for the St. Louis Blues to pull to within one game of a playoff spot. But shoulda, woulda, coulda, once again, for the eighth time this season, the Blues surrendered a two-goal lead. And it's a mental gaffe and it's a mental block that this team can't get out of.
I was listening to the end of the broadcast, and your voice and your level of frustration, I mean, you're living and dying it. Give us your emotions at the end of that thing.
Well, you know, honestly, the emotions stay pretty much in check because you've gotten to the point where I couldn't tell you right now. And this is an issue with this hockey team. I couldn't tell you with certainty the type of game you're going to see tonight. I just don't know, what we're going to see. We could see a game where the Blues come out and roll the Ducks. We could see a close game, and we could slip the other way. And I realize you could see that every game, but this team has just shown that ability. So I think the frustration that crept in towards the end of that game was not so much about the loss itself, was about opportunity loss to really put the pressure on the teams just ahead of you and be sitting just 3 points out of a spot, and all of a sudden Dallas and Colorado and even Minnesota are going, uh-oh, look out. So I think that's where some of that frustration is. But, you know, they've got to find a way to fix something. This team, I really don't think, Frank, that this hockey team mentally got out of training camp. Or what I mean by that is I don't think the mentality needed for this team was grounded enough in training camp, and it's just never gotten into the season enough. But again, you're talking eight times in 49 games, you've had a two-goal game, a two-goal lead and now you haven't lost all the games, you've only won two of them, but you've had a two-goal lead in the game, and you've ended up giving up that lead. And you go back now, and that's now 16 times in the last two seasons. So it's 12% of your games. 16 times in the last two seasons. And so it's a mental thing that when this team has success, they don't know how to continue to play with it and really, you know, keep the foot on the gas. And I'm not saying that they let up, but they just don't know how to pretty much knock the other team out when they can. And it's something that if they learn to do, well, okay, you're looking at a totally different season.
In goal tonight, you'd expect Jake Allen, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know what? I got to guess here. They only had an optional skate yesterday, but I know Jordan Binnington did not skate yesterday. So, I honestly, the last time I guessed it wrong. So, let's just say I could justify and show you why both guys should go in. But I thought Binnington played well enough that I wouldn't mind seeing Binnington get that start again tonight.
Robert Thomas has got to be extremely close, right?
Yeah, they're getting closer. He's on the trip. I don't think that he's going to get in today. I think there's maybe an outside chance Bozak, is knocking on the door here. So, in terms of lineup changes, I think at some point, I think you've got to find a way to put Robbie Fabry back in that lineup, today. To me, without a doubt, he's got to get in there. I think he's going to give you better minutes, you would hope, than what you're getting from Jordan Kyrou. And, you know, Jordan Kyrou only played 4 minutes and 55 seconds in the last game, 7 minutes and 11 seconds in the game before that. He's had three games of under 10 minutes, and this is a guy that you've slated on your third line. He was having great success in the minor leagues. They called him up, and, again, it just hasn't come to fruition, that success here. So I got to think that unless there's a nagging injury, no one's telling us about, Robbie Fabry's got to get back in that lineup tonight.
And don't you think with Fabry, because he had such an attention-grabbing beginning to his career and everybody is so high in his ability, just got to find out. Granted, he's gone through hell, but just put him out there for a while. See what we have.
Yeah, this is a situation where the difficult part is they're going to just have to let Robbie get to the point where he can trust his body and trust his game. And it's going to take a little while to come back with the amount of time he's missed. So I agree with you. I think they just got to put him out there and they just got to keep going. But I also think you put him out there and try and find if easily a top nine, but I'd get him some top 6 minutes. I'd get him some more power play minutes. Look, you know, the power play is another issue here, Frank, that is just baffling to me. You continue to see similar groups continue to go out on the ice doing the same things and not get successful. They had a power play chance their first. Now, they haven't drawn many power plays, so that's an issue, you know, of just getting more offensive zone pressure to get the power plays. But, I mean, they once again went through their first power play opportunity last game, had zero shots on goal. So,
wow.
The power play just hasn't been good. And, you know, if you're going to end up clawing to within a few points of a playoff spot, Doug Armstrong could end up saying the same thing he said a year ago at the end of the season, where he thought the power play cost him the season. And it's definitely one of the major issues this year. So I'm all for, frankly, just grabbing a bucket of names, pull out five names and say, you guys go no matter who it is and see what happens.
I know we talk about it a lot, but Jaden Schwartz at this stage, how do you see it, Chris?
Yeah, something that too much on the outside. I thought that he and Braden Schenn and Alexander Steen had a pretty good start to the last game. I actually really thought that line was going to capitalize. But you're talking about a guy in Jaden Schwartz that his last goal was an empty net goal, and that was all the way back on December 18th. You've got to go all the way back until November 9th. You know, to when his goal was before that. So he's snake bit. He's getting a lot of shots on goal. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But it just hasn't gone for him. He's just going to have to get to the front of that, park it in there, and hope something goes off a skate, a shin pad or something, to get that monkey off his back.
One final thought. I was out at St. Louis Community Ice Center, the one on the grounds of Hollywood Casino. And I just hope the hockey community knows how spectacular this place is going to be. I mean, and Chris, we always hear about construction delayed. This thing, from the time they broke ground to the time they're going to drop a puck, 14 months. This is going to be one of the greatest things ever for St. Louis hockey people.
Yeah, well, Frank, I'm going to expand it. I think it's going to be great for the community, even for non-hockey people. You know, the Blues ice time, the actual ice time the St. Louis Blues are going to use in that 3 plus in the winter of 4-week, 4-rink facility is around 3 or 4%. So imagine all that other ice time that's going to other people, and it's going to go to people that do figure skating, speed skating. It's going to go to the public for public skating sessions. It's not just hockey. It's going to be a learning center. It's going to be a hub. It's going to help the area draw tournaments that, you know, St. Louis people are now driving to Minnesota, Chicago, believe it or not, Indianapolis, and other places for that are now going to be able to happen in St. Louis. It's great for other things, and I think it also shows a terrific example of some of public-private partnerships. The way the Hollywood Casino people stepped up, said, "Hey, we got a spot for you." When Page and the county council decided to railroad the idea, and I think that it's an amazing facility that's going to hit so much more than just hockey teams. It's going to be, I think, a shining example of what a community can have. So I'm really excited about it, and they still are on target to have this thing open for September of next year. Well, September of this year.
Good stuff, Chris. We appreciate it. We'll be listening tonight. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Frank, have a great day.
That is Chris Kerber joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. All right, he's brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody. It's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the Blues. Let's take a, wait a minute. Do we have time for a couple of texts here, Brian? Or
Frank, incidents on camera. I remember Deion Sanders dousing Tim McCarver with buckets of water back in 1992 after McCarver criticized him for leaving a baseball game to play in an NFL game. Very classy, Deion. What a blank hole.
Yeah, that was... Have you guys ever seen that, by the way?
I have seen that.
Oh, boy, that was brutal. Gosh. And, you know, can you imagine? I mean, it's one thing when a coach kind of knows he's going to get the Gatorade shower, but for a broadcaster all of a sudden to get that live on TV, wow. That was brutal. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back with Martin right after this.